make it.
I'll go with Jim. I'll race her fine.
Yes, sir.
All right?
I'll race her fine.
Yes, please.
Could you get me Dr.
Zubod, Z-U-B-R-O-D.
Z-U-B-R-O-D.
He is at the International Hotel at Kennedy Airport. He's going to be leaving.
That's the International Hotel
at the Kennedy Airport in New York. Kennedy Airport, New York, International Hotel.
Yes, sir.
Z-U-B-R-O-D.
Okay,
thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yes, Mr. President. Doctor Zubrodko, lady at the desk said that he had checked out earlier this morning. Is there any other place?
I'll tell you, he's going off on a plane.
But beyond that, we've got a leak to you, Mr. President. We'll be sending you some other address. We think maybe you should get the cost of living down to really, just before you leave for California. And if you come back to the right, meet with the wholesalers and the retailers to tell them all. And remember, have Schultz do a first crack at your money. You won't be able to do it very efficiently.
Yeah, that's the one thing, of course, that I... You know, he's sensitive about, but I was calling on everybody else to go out and say things, but he just isn't worth a damn, and he gets before that tube now. There's just, we can't kid ourselves about that. You know, he comes through for us who know him. You gotta know George to appreciate his strength. But when he gets before that tube, he is just not an effective fellow. It's not always true, because he's so darn honest and matter of fact, you know. And when he tries to be effective, it doesn't come over. He's a low-key guy.
That's right.
Cool, real cool.
The feeling with the Renfrew and the Donald and I participate in is that even though he is not good at it, we should take a first crack at him with him.
Yeah.
And we won't have the publicity values, but it saves the big shot of you doing it, which will have the view picked up for perhaps a month later when we feel we may need any support. And there are some other things that could be announced later. You know, the stopping canceling the export of meat. And so there's other things that are carefully exported. We do now export companies here. One thing that can be done with regard to regulations on the sale of food products that could really start to happen. When these ones are done, maybe that's the occasion. 30 days from now to call in retailers. Now, I don't know if we still have a thousand in the first year, but the three options are number 1st, but I think we've got a very good program for the next 2 weeks. I think we'll be able to get across to the public that we are mature acting, which is the important thing. And then perhaps if in a month we still have a thousand members,
a real problem will be, let's face it, the CPI figures in the next 2 months. It's I don't think there's a hell of a lot we can do about that.
Well,
we just hope the price they come down in September.
Well, September's a critical month.
If they either start moving down then, moving down or fully decelerating, then we're in good shape.
Well, what you're doing right now, this week, two things.
It should affect it by then.
That'll affect it by then.
The one thing, too, that I don't believe that these people will cap under sugar, because I cut in later. This storage of meat and stuff, and also the government purchases, is a hell of an item. In other words, if that ticket can really get the government just not to buy anything for a while, you know, these sons of bitches can do that.
Oh,
right now, Laird, to just, you know, they buy them up for 2 or 3 months and they store it up in freezers. Just say, run your stocks down now. Run them down.
Well, they can do that perfectly.
They can do it on the basis that they expect prices to be down 2 months from now.
As you suggested, they can buy something like this, pay down once they don't have to pay it.
Oh, God, it's unbelievable that the tremendous waste that goes into that anyway. We're just on hog wild.
Well, I think Kemp is all excited about that.
Well, he'll follow up.
Don't worry. That's all you want to do.
We'll take something and then try to analyze whether it's correct or not.
Right.
The Gap doesn't give one damn. He says, well, boom, here goes.
Yep. I heard the Gap yesterday. He's a little bit of a president. We'll land it up. He's great. He's a tiger. We've got the right combination. The only open issue, which you, I'm sure, want to talk about, is whether you should be the retailers.
No. I don't think I should do it because I don't think it'll be effective. I mean, I think this job one has got to be done by Schultz. It's also a declaration of lack of confidence in Schultz.
Yeah.
If we don't do it, that's something we just can't do. We can't undercut the Secretary of Treasury.
That's my opinion.
And I just don't like me to get in with all those retailers. Those are mainly Jews. And tell those sons of bitches to, you know, hold the line and hear them squeal about their profit margins. I mean, I can hear them whining now. No, I'm not going to do it. The business people, I'm not going to see any more businessmen between now and November 7th. No more businessmen at all.
I don't think
it's up to them to start acting like, you know, grown not to them.
That's the difference.
Yeah. Incidentally, be sure to take that press conference. I suppose that somebody's done this horrible act this night. If you can't sell all of them, do it. And take the key things like on a scene. And, you know, that answer by who did the, even a smaller thing like when Deacon tried to pin this wiretapping, says it's your program for wiretapping. You remember that, Brooks, didn't I? Well, I said about it. Somebody said whose program it is. But have you done that, or are you going to do it, or what?
I had a letter, one of the letters, before I was back up.
Slow it down, just say subject, and get it around.
Good.
Right. Now, Holloman should follow up on that, but he's also busy.
I really like to go to the kind of stuff going on.
Yeah, well, just be sure it's not every time you get to take because people do not read that transcript in the New York Times. I'll have to face it. They don't read it.
Now, we've been doing this business. We've been turning about 2 or 3 full-time people to get all the pages that we finish a brief to us. Every week after we found over 300 to 800 of the people that brought to us to send us some of the better quotes.
In this instance, what I meant is it gives the administration line.
Oh, yes.
On a maybe a 8 or 10 issues, creating everything from
private on board, and so forth and so forth. So, hello, with my office. And it's a bad world. It's on its way. It's on its way. Hopefully, we'll be doing that. I'll check on that. But this year, we will do that. I hear about a statement yesterday that the people that are here. It's spectacular that.
The networks use it, that's the main thing.
I haven't been with the board.
So that's the point. I'm aware
of that. I've heard of the networks too. I've heard of the platform. I've used it in full respect.
Yeah, well, I was very brief for a minute, so I should have used it.
I'm sure they would. I haven't heard them,
but I don't know. I was just hoping they'd use it.
I heard that the TV would come out for the district of the year. It would be what they see for the developers with the station. And I saw it on 2 of the year. I'm not that big, but I'm not. I'm sure this is another damn trip. But it ought to resolve the bad things for people to say we haven't made our position very clear.
Yeah. Well, it takes, you got to keep resolving them. That's what it is, you know. You resolve them.
But if you're like that, you got to keep
reassuring
them. You have to keep saying it over and over again.
Yes, please.
Mr.
Thank you, Spindle.
Would you,
Mr. President?
Yeah.
Mr. Allman is on his way to Camp David. It should arrive around 1:30. Yes, please.
Could you get me Mr. Herb Stein, please, of the Council of Economic Advisors in Washington?
Thank you, Mr. President. Also, for your information, sir, Mr. Holloman just arrived on camp. Okay. Would you still like to speak with him at this time, sir?
Yeah, if it's convenient, fine.
Certainly. Thank you.
Hello?
Mr. President.
Yeah.
Mr. Herb Stein stepped out of his office for a few moments. He will call you in about 5 minutes.
Oh, no hurry.
And I have Mr. Holloman for you now, sir. Please.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Just get in?
Yeah.
Did you have your lunch yet?
No, just drove in.
Right, right. Well, once you have your lunch, and when you do, I go over a couple things.
Okay.
I don't want to... Well, don't hurry up. There's no... No hurry.
Okay. I'll be over in just a few minutes.
Yeah, take your time.
All right.
Hello.
Yes, please.
Stein, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. Stein is on.
Yeah.
Hello?
Herb, I wondered if you would pass one thing to Burns before he gets to Argentina.
Yeah?
He raised the point about Argentine beef coming in, and I said, sure, that's great. I mean, explore it with them because we were going to renew the quotas so far. The fact of the matter is that then Butt says the reason it doesn't come in is because it has hoof and mouth disease. Well, of course, I'm inclined to think there's a lot of phoniness in that. The British take it, and, you know, in the French, everybody eats Argentine beef except us. But that apparently is a very, very tough issue over there. So what I'd like, I just want to be sure that Burns, when he goes down there, is aware of the problem and doesn't tell the Argentine government, look, we're going to start taking your beef.
Yeah.
And then all hell will break loose here. So if you would do a little check with Butts, and then you just cable Arthur at someplace, or talk to him on the phone and pass the word. Would you do that, please?
Yes, sure.
Good. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, please.
Could you try that call to that doctor in Paris now, please?
Thank you, Mr. President. Yes, please.
Could you try Congressman Abernathy? He's at Bethesda Naval Hospital.
All right. Thank you. Yes, please.
Coulson, please.
Mr. Coulson?
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. President.
We had a good visit today up. I was glad to do it. I didn't do it with any publicity, but I got good.
It was a very good thing to do, Mr. President.
Well, you know, they wanted me to announce it and have... If I'd have done that, I'd have had 150 press people and television cameras and wouldn't have talked to anybody, but I don't know how it played, but it was a nice thing, really, a very nice, warm story.
Well, it was a worthwhile thing to do. You mentioned this morning that Johnson overdid that, which he did, but you have not...
Yeah, well, he overdid it by just flying over it and not stopping. You know, I just went and talked to the folks a little.
Mm-hmm. But I think that's very important.
Because it's a horrible thing, I'll say.
Well, it's been a tough thing through this whole area.
Right.
The idea of showing concern, yeah, I think that...
Yeah, over and over, people said we didn't know anybody cared.
That's right.
And then there was a marvelous little picture of a little Negro child about 10 years old with health. held my hand all for 20 minutes as we walked around.
Oh, isn't that marvelous?
She was scared to death. By the way.
Isn't that marvelous? I didn't see the TV tonight, but...
What else was new? Yeah, speaking of incidentally, the use of the television thing, I was delighted to hear from Haldeman that that 55-second spot I did on the busing played on was carried on all three networks.
All three networks in full, plus all the network feeds, plus all the independent. I checked on that after you asked me when I got in the office. I checked on it, and it played in full on all networks, on all independent, and on all network feeds. So that's the kind of thing that you just saturated the country with it. You were very wise to keep it down in time, because
they don't carry it otherwise, or they cut out the part that's helpful.
Well, they used the whole thing plus the punchline, which was just superb. And
the punchline with regard to the constitutional
amendment, sure. But I mean, because for one reason, whether we ever have to go to it or not doesn't matter. The people who are strongly anti-busing now know in unequivocal terms that you will take the constitutional route if necessary. That's been the one thing that a simple type of people,
we haven't gotten across yet. Right?
I haven't understood it. And moratorium, well, I'm not sure what that means.
Right, that's true.
But constitutional amendments are busing. In other words, Congress either is going to give me what I want, or I'm going to have a constitutional amendment. Now, people don't understand how the processes work. They don't understand that it's easier to get legislation to Congress.
Right, I agree.
But you gave them a code word. You gave them a symbol on that spot last night, and that resolves it. I don't think we'll have any confusion. We can go out and talk to people and say,
well, it certainly does go out, but we've got to continue to hit the damn thing so that, you've got to keep repeating.
Well, I think the Congress did us a favor. I think they, by sending that down, they gave us a forum.
Yeah.
Not only that, Mr. President, but the networks, all three of them gave it between 2 and 3 minutes. In other words, they talked about it in addition to
talk about it because they thought it would hurt us.
I think that's probably right.